Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, June 2nd. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., which, as you know, if you're a regular listener to this program, that is the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper, and also the Barnes Review. You can check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net, on the internet, that is, and the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Well, a few things to go through with you here this evening, ladies and gentlemen. This show catches me at a bad time because I was foolish enough to think that I was going to be able to start transferring data to my new computer from my old computer. And you know, the funny thing is, folks, I have this fancy new computer. Well, it's not really that fancy. Maybe it's too fancy. I don't know, folks, but I don't understand it. I can't open up documents that I've been able to open up for years and years and years on a variety of computers, and now I try to open these up, and you have to do all sorts of fancy tricks. I'm not sure this quote-unquote improvement in technology is something that I particularly like. But in any case, that's just the way it is. Well, we have quite a few things to talk about here this evening. And one of the things I want to talk about after the break, when we have more time, is this subject of Joseph Stalin. I read a quote from Joseph Stalin the other evening here in the program and offered people a free one-year subscription to either the American Free Press or I believe the Barnes Review, I forget which. In any case, it was American Free Press. In any case, I offered a free subscription or an extension of their subscription to who could guess who made the provocative statement in 1939 that Zionism would crush the world, more or less. Well, that statement was made by Joseph Stalin. And I pointed out that, according to an Israeli writer, Roman Brackman, I think he's Israeli, I'm not sure, it doesn't matter, he's Jewish, writing about Israel. I pointed out on the program the other night that Roman Brackman had said that a rabbi said that Joseph Stalin was poisoned on the night of Purim, the famed Jewish holiday where the Jewish people celebrate the slaughter of 75,000 Persians and a man named Haman, whom they perceive to be one of their many, many, many traditional enemies, to the point that they celebrate his death, his assassination, and the butchery of 75,000 Persians. I mentioned that on the program in the context of this. I also quoted John Monk, an American nationalist writer, an unswerving anti-communist, anti-nationalist writer, who said that in the 1950s, the Trotskyite communists were now fighting Russia because under Joseph Stalin, Russia had moved away from Jewish Trotskyite Zionist power and influence. I also cited Dr. Oleg Platonov, a very prominent today Russian nationalist, an anti-Zionist nationalist who opposes extensive Jewish power in Russia, Dr. Platonov, very respected leader in Russia today. He also says that Joseph Stalin moved to break Jewish power inside Soviet Russia. Those comments created quite a stir, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
Do you you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-362-5848. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I think I just about had enough time over the break to do what I had to do as far as this horrible, horrible computer business is concerned. We'll find out sooner or later. In any case, as I say, before we went to the break, I quoted some substantial material from some very substantial people raising serious questions about what we have often thought or been taught about Joseph Stalin. Not saying Joseph Stalin was a good guy. Not saying that he was not a beast. Not saying that he wasn't a sociopath. Not saying that he wasn't a brutal man. But my point in making that, in bringing up all of that, was to show that there's so much that we have heard over the years, or so much in any case that we have not heard, that we have to sometimes take a new look at things. Now, in that same context then, I received this very angry email from someone saying, "My God, what are you saying? Joseph Stalin was the biggest killer in world history. He was half Jewish and had three Jewish wives." Well, folks, guess what? Guess what, folks? That has never been conclusively proven that Joseph Stalin was half Jewish or one quarter Jewish or 1/18th Jewish. Frankly, I don't believe that he was. I do believe that that rumor has circulated for a long, long time. I do believe that because that rumor was put out many times by many good but somewhat misled people, that many people believe it to be true. I do know that you can get on the internet right now and do a search of Joseph Stalin and the question of whether or not he was Jewish, and you will find intelligent commentary suggesting quite to the contrary. Most of the people who say he was Jewish are citing things that have been circulated and recirculated for a long, long time. And as I pointed out to one of our listeners who had sent me that email, I said, how do we not know that it was not the Jews themselves who circulated the rumor that Joseph Stalin was Jewish in order to discredit him with many American anti-communists who were also anti-Jewish? I mean, after all, it's been alleged that I'm Jewish. I'm not Jewish. It's been alleged that other people are Jewish or not, who are not Jewish. And the people, at least in my case, one of the persons who's been circulating that is probably Jewish himself. So, you see, the point is this, you know, that there's so much of this out there on the internet, and it's been printed time and time again. I still hear people saying that, well, I could go down the list. I've made this point many, many times in the program, that there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation circulating out there. As far as Joseph Stalin having been married to three Jewish women, I have read also in a number of places that I thought were quite authoritative that one of the women he was alleged to have been married to, he wasn't even married to, and another of them was not Jewish at all. And just because, dare I say it, without getting too indelicate, just because Joseph Stalin may have been sharing his bed with a woman who was Jewish or half-Jewish does not necessarily mean that he was not engaged in a spirited effort at the same time to dislodge the power of the Trotskyite Jews in the Soviet Union. I have it on very good authority that the late Clinton Rossiter, who I believe was Librarian of Congress, was vehemently anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. Yet Clinton Rossiter married a Jewish woman, and they gave birth to at least one son. And a personal friend of mine had been a personal friend and schoolmate of Clinton Rossiter's and knew that Rossiter was very anti-Jewish, and my friend often wondered if that's why Clinton Rossiter ultimately shot himself, committed suicide. Who knows? Anyway, the point is, regarding Joseph Stalin, neither to defend him nor to denounce him, the fact is that so many things about him, you know, may not be true, and one of the reasons why so many of those things we may hear about him may not be true is because much of it is coming from the Jewish media, number one. Number two, much of it came out of the Cold War. Now, I know that Joseph Stalin was not a nice guy, so please, I don't want anybody to call in or send me emails citing Joseph Stalin's crimes. That's not what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. You see, this is where we have to learn to draw these distinctions. Just when I tell you also that there are certain things about Hillary Clinton which lead me to believe that the Jewish money interests in this country don't like her, and the same thing with Barack Obama, that doesn't mean that I'm saying that Hillary Clinton's a great gal, or I shouldn't be sexist, a great woman, or that Barack Obama is not a great guy. They won't call that racist if I call him a guy. Point is, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much out there about so many things. You know, I think the best example of it all is the way the John Birch Society, again, pulling it back to Russia, this issue of Russia, the way the John Birch Society is campaigning against Vladimir Putin and saying it's a return to Soviet-style communism and he's a KGB operative and this and that and such and such. Yeah, we've heard it all before, ladies and gentlemen. and the same attacks, as I've told you before, the same attacks on Vladimir Putin, the same tone, virtually the same verbiage coming out of the Council on Foreign Relations. So folks, don't get too exercised because you hear something here on this program or anywhere else that maybe contradicts what you've heard before. I'm not always right, but on the other hand, I tell you what, folks, I just don't believe anything I read anywhere. I weigh it out against a lot of different things, and I can tell you that the whole story of Joseph Stalin has not yet been told, particularly to American patriots, because so much of what America's patriots think they know came out of the era of the Cold War, when a bunch of Trotskyites were moving into conservative circles. Trotskyites were writing the articles for that great anti-communist conservative, William F. Buckley, who saved the American conservative movement, so he said, from the evil nationalists and the evil anti-Semites. Yeah, folks, so much of the Cold War propaganda, which we took to be truth in the fight against communism, so much of that was coming out of the Trotskyites. That's right, folks. Keep that in mind. One of the most painful letters I ever had to write, folks, I wrote the other day to a very, very good patriot I've known for a long, long time. One of his favorite people ever in history is the late Senator Joseph McCarthy. Now, I think Joseph McCarthy was all told a pretty sincere guy. He was an enemy of communism. But, folks, I'm here to tell you, as I've talked about on this program before, there were some very serious and dangerous and mysterious things and people circulating around Senator Joseph McCarthy. And yes, folks, they were Zionists and Trotskyites, which today, in our common parlance, for all intents and purposes, they're one and the same thing. And they all come, yes, dare I say it, they all come right out of that spirit of the Talmud, the concept of an international one-world government. It all comes together, folks. That's the whole thing. And, you know, one of the big, big successes of the Talmudists, the Zionists, the organized Jewish groups who want to dominate not only America but the world and use America to dominate the world as they're doing today, one of their great successes is that they have been able to confuse people. They've succeeded tremendously, folks. And I'll tell you what, in this upcoming election, I guarantee you they're going to confuse people even more. There's so much to be learned, ladies and gentlemen, so much to be learned. We are going to be going to a break here momentarily. And before we go to that break, I do want to tell you about one of our sponsors. It's Cartivite. This product is no joke, folks. If you're having problems with your health, getting tired and worn down, you need to check out Cartivite, spelled Cardovite. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, this is the good thing about it. It's all natural. Visit Cartivite, our sponsor, at heartdrop.com. Heartdrop.com or call 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822. All right, we're going to the break. I think when we come back, all things being equal, we're not going to go to the phones quite yet, but we will be going to the phones. So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen.
Cartabite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartabite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartabite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartabite, circulation for life.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, just shuffling through some papers. I suppose there's so much we could talk about. Very interesting this, Pat Tillman's mother. You remember Pat Tillman? Got killed in Afghanistan, the big NFL player. When he got killed in Afghanistan, you know, my friend, the big shot lawyer, was he was like, those dirty Muslims, those dirty Arabs, those dirty thises, those dirty thats, they killed that good patriot, blah, 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 blah. Well, of course, we know now that wasn't who killed that great patriot. We know that he was killed by friendly fire, or maybe some not-so-friendly fire. Some people think he was a victim of an assassination, because this poster boy for Bush's wars, Jewish survival, turned out to oppose U.S. involvement in Iraq. A little bit of a problem there. I can tell you, when my friend the big shot lawyer became apprised of that fact, his jaw quivered. And then when he heard that the Tillman family were questioning the president, questioning the government, the big shot lawyer's jaw quivered even more. Now, when the big shot lawyer is confronted with the Tillman story, he kind of shakes his head. I see saliva at the edges of his mouth. He doesn't. He's almost like a sickly, a rabid dog that's on its deathbed. You know, confronted with the truth, confronted with the fact that this horrible little punk in the White House is a mass murderer and a war criminal. My friend, a big shot lawyer, when confronted with this, like so many Americans, just cannot deal with the truth. It's painful for them, ladies and gentlemen. It's psychically painful. It's physically painful. It's spiritually painful, ladies and gentlemen. It is painful to discuss some of these things. Just like it's painful for a lot of people to hear that some of their cherished myths that have been passed down in the Patriot movement are just that, myths. Like the big myth that John F. Kennedy signed an executive order introducing U.S. notes into the national economy and that they were immediately withdrawn upon his assassination and that there were no U.S. notes ever issued into the economy again. These things are painful, folks, but sometimes in the fight for the truth, we have to confront the truth, even if it's not always what we want it to be or think it should be. Funny letter to the editor of the Washington Jewish Week from Stuart Erdheim of Los Angeles. He's giving China hell, talking about the fact that China may have had a part in building Israel's nuclear weapons program. Now, I'm not saying, ladies and gentlemen, that China is, that the Chinese are nice people, that Red China, formerly Red China, I suppose we should call it. I'm not saying that the Chinese haven't done a lot of nasty things to their own people and to other people, but I'm just here to remind Stuart Erdheim that for years his favorite little foreign country, Israel, was involved not only in joint secret nuclear weapons development with Red China, but Israel was supplying Red China with massive transfers of weapons. Israel was China's biggest conventional weapons supplier for 20 to 25 years, ladies and gentlemen. But this hypocrite, Stuart Erdheim in Los Angeles, E-R-D-H-E-I-M, Stuart Erdheim either doesn't know about this or, as I say, he's a big-time hypocrite. If anyone knows Stuart Erdheim, first name spelled S-T-U-A-R-T, last name E-R-D-H-E-I-M, give him a call and tell him that he was mentioned right here on the Piper Report at republicbroadcasting.org. He can listen to what I said about him. And if he wants to come on and explain why it was grand and dandy and splendid and wonderful and really great for Israel to supply weapons to China, but now he's all upset because China is engaged with people he hates, the other, the Arabs, Syria. So Mr. Erdheim wants to come on and talk about it. I'll be more than glad to talk about it with him right here on the air live here at republicbroadcasting.org. Although, you know, it's funny, the people I invite to come on the show live to talk about things never want to. I ask that foolish propagandist, that narcissist, the husband of that shameless and shameful exhibitionist, Helya Brand Kaskel, I asked her husband to come on this show a long, long time ago so we could publicly hash out his concerns. But, you know, he wouldn't come on the show. He even sent me an email saying, please don't mention that you asked me to come on the show. Please don't circulate this email, he said. You know what a nice and honest guy I am? I didn't. Well, anyway, I invite Stuart Erdheim to come on the show, and we'll talk about Israel's trade with Red China, this country that Erdheim is now all upset about. All right. We're going to go to the phones when we come back here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-362-5848. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love for God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. Let Bible prophecy explain. Send for free materials to The Bible Says Ministry, P.O. Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are just going to go directly to the phones here. There's a few other things I could go through. We have a big lineup of callers. I'll try to squeeze as many as I can in here. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, how are you this evening?
Oh, hi, Michael. This is a great topic tonight. I agree with you. I think in most things we've been lied to, and I think that the truth is not only usually different, but in many, many cases the truth is diametrically opposite to what we've been taught. And I'm willing to give you a prime example if you want.
Please do.
Okay. You know, we've all been taught that the cavemen used to go out and grab the cave woman by the hair and drag them back to their cave.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And actually, Michael, the truth is, you know, the cavemen used to love to get out of their caves. They used to love to go out and just roam around for days on end, hunting and fishing, and yes, even sometimes fighting. And they used to love to sleep out under the stars, and they'd build these big bonfires, which today we call bonfires.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, okay. Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, Michael, the cave woman used to get so disgusted that they'd go out and they'd hunt the cavemen down, and it's the cave woman that used to grab the cavemen by their long hair and drag them back to the cave.
Now, that's very interesting, and I know you're not being facetious, are you? You're talking about some very serious historical stuff.
Oh yes, this is This is true history. This is, I can prove this factually.
Yeah, no, as I say, you know, I mean, I want to emphasize that because, I mean, you know, it's kind of a, that's kind of an offbeat example, but it's a, but it illustrates exactly what I'm talking about, you know, and then when you get into get into some of these esoteric realms that so many of us talk about here, including myself, you know, a few, one piece of bad information, if it gets enough circulation and enough other people pick it up, then it circulates time and time again in a very small circle, and people believe it, you know. And if you can't get away from that, if you keep singing to the choir, and you know, preaching to the choir, preaching to the congregation, and keep preaching the wrong facts, then you're never going to get anywhere. So that's an interesting, Dave. I never knew that, and that's a very interesting example.
Yeah, it resonates, huh? You know?
Hey, incidentally, Dave, I'm glad you called because I was talking about you over the weekend with Mark Glenn. I listened to his program with Phil Turney, or maybe it was the program. You know, I guess it was the Liberty Hour with Phil Turney, and you were one of the people who could. No, I guess it was not. Forgive me, it was not the Liberty Hour. It was the. Yeah, it was Hashem Talawi's program. And I tell you what, it was kind of interesting because I noticed that everybody who called in there, with the exception of a nice lady who called in, everybody, and she was a nice lady, but she, so far as I know, she was not a veteran. You're a veteran. All these other people that called in there were veterans. And I just found that very interesting that, you know, here are all these veterans openly, directly, and correctly coming down hard on this war machine that's being run out of Tel Aviv and Washington, you know? And I think of my friend, like the big shot lawyer I was mentioning earlier, who just worships at the altar of George W. Bush, and I said to myself, and I said this to Mark Glenn too, I just wish that more people like my friend, the big shot lawyer, could have heard you and some of these other people talking because, it just presents this, the real truth about the fact that not all of America's veterans and not all of the people in the American military go in lockstep with this madman, this little punk, this little warmongering punk in the White House.
Yeah, Michael, yeah, there's, I find that there's two types of veterans, really. There's the veterans like myself that are against all these, you know, that know about these unconstitutional, illegal, unjust wars, and they take a stand against it, and they focus more on maybe fighting for America within our country, within
exactly.
The enemies within our country. But then there's another type of veteran, and they're usually the type of, really they're the type that just watch TV. They like to smoke and drink, and they like to gamble and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, it's like their only conception of patriotism is like fighting in some foreign war. They can't seem to wrap their mind around fighting for our country here at home, you know?
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And you know what? I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, my father was a very interesting type in that, you know, he had enlisted in the Marines and fought in the Pacific against the Japanese. But by the end of his life, he had come around to the conclusion that we never had any business fighting against Adolf Hitler. Now, he had a personal emotional stake in having been in the Pacific. But he himself came to recognize that we wouldn't have gotten involved in the Pacific in the first place if Franklin Roosevelt and the organized Jewish groups in league with the British had not orchestrated this series of events that led to Pearl Harbor. So my father, it took him a long time, but he ultimately came around, and he understood it. And I think it's safe to say Willis Cardo, who took a bullet from the Japanese when he was in the Pacific, he came to understand it as well. So, you know, thank God for the veterans like you that are out there that we can point to and say, hey, look, everybody that's against these wars aren't these crazy pacifists.
Yeah.
And I want to take that back. I don't want to call pacifists crazy. What I meant, when I misspeak, I can really do a doozy. What I meant by that was that so many people have a perception of pacifists as being quote unquote crazy or quote unquote left wing. Far from it. So forgive me, pacifists out there, because I didn't mean it. I didn't mean what I said, and I. Well, anyway. Well, Dave, listen, thanks for your call. I appreciate that very good point you made.
Okay, Michael, thank you.
All right, good to hear from you. All right, let's go to Kevin in Indiana. Kevin, what's going on?
Good evening, Michael.
How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you for asking. I remember that show the other day that you were just speaking out, and that show gave me courage when all those veterans came on and voiced what they were thinking, and it gave me courage, too.
Absolutely, great show.
Yes. Okay, this actually involves something on the TV I still have when I'm a micro rebroadcaster, so I pretty much listen all the time to my own radio station. But when I go in to watch the Weather Channel, sometimes I'll flip around, and over the weekend I came across a roast of William Shatner. So I went there because I was thinking back of the roast that I was remembered, 20, 30 years ago. It would be quite funny. Well, as I got there, the first person at the podium there speaking was George from Seinfeld.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the only thing is, I'm glad you used these terms before a minute or two ago about a rabid dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was not really roasting William Shatner at the moment. He was roasting Mel Gibson.
Interesting.
Oh, yes. And it was like he was a rabid dog. And so I said, well, I can't handle this. So I went back to the Weather Channel. But after a couple minutes, I went back, and he was still attacking Mel Gibson, and it was like a rabid dog, and I'm thinking, whoa. And so, if you really want to put some pictures to the words and the looks in the eyes, and you can watch the roast of William Shatner, it'll just make you you won't believe what you're seeing is
that,
pretty much.
That reminds me, I mentioned on the show one time here where Jerry Lewis was on with David Letterman. And Jerry Lewis spent 5 minutes nonstop, machine gun style delivery, talking about Gentiles and the Goyim and how really terrible they were and how wonderful Jews were. And David Letterman sat there speechless. And then they went to a commercial break. And when they came back from the commercial break, Jerry Lewis was gone. And David Letterman made absolutely no reference to the fact that Jerry Lewis had been there and continued on with the program as though it never happened. But happen it did. And sometimes in these events like this, you get that Talmudic madness flowing out. Yeah.
There you go. I used rabid dog, but we'll go with the Talmudic madness.
Yeah, in fact, I don't like to compare Talmudists to dogs, because as I always say in this show, I really do like dogs.
We try not to, and
they generally don't. So that's very interesting, though. I'm actually kind of I don't want to call myself a William Shatner fan, but I've always kind of been amused by his on-air presence and personality.
When I was like 11 or 12, that's when Star Trek came out, and so that was like big for me,
like I say, I was never particularly a Star Trek fan, but I've always liked William Shatner, and William Shatner's Jewish. I've always known that.
Yeah,
and
that's what they brought forth, yes. And
yeah, I don't hold anything against William Shatner because he's a Jew. As I say, one particular television movie that I have watched dozens and dozens of times is an old rerun of a Columbo episode. Columbo, played by Peter Falk, a Jew, one of my favorite actors, in which he is going back and forth with William Shatner. And as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the classics of television by two Jewish actors who I admire a great deal.
I can picture that, and I would think I would agree.
Yeah, so, but anyway, that sounds very, very interesting, because I think, Kevin, without having seen it, from what you've described, I mean, that probably captures the essence of what we're talking about here.
Yes, so. But everybody that should see it visually, because it makes it really stand out in your mind what we're up against here.
Exactly. That guy, if I'm not mistaken, that guy that plays George from Seinfeld, he once competed in one of these television contests with celebrities competing against one another and giving their winnings to their favorite charity. Well, that guy George, I can't remember what his real name is, but that guy gave his winnings to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
Well,
are you surprised?
No, I'm not. I really not now. I mean, I guess I might have been before, but not, I've seen him in full, you know, regalia with all his feathers pluffed, you know, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's very interesting. I'm going to have to try to catch up with that somewhere. Listen, Kevin, thanks for your call.
Yes, you're welcome. Good night.
All righty, let's go to Chicago with Steve. Steve, how are you tonight?
Fine, Mike. Did you see the LaRouche article, how Soros financed Obama's campaign?
Interesting. No, I haven't seen that. That's
well,
very, very interesting.
Well, it starts out in 2004 where Soros gave him $60,000, and then he met with him in December of 2006 in his Midtown Manhattan office with Robert Wolf, who's some kind of U.S. president of United Bank, Union Bank of Switzerland. And so anyways, it goes on to say, Wolf later had a dinner in Washington, D.C., and, of course, it was a $500,000 fundraiser. But the thing that impressed me, and I'm going down to excerpting, it says there were two fundraisers by Wolf and one by your buddy you always mention, Edgar Bronfman, in early March of 2007.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and then it goes back that they had a little ta-ta-ta and, between Soros and Obama, and supposedly that's all patched up because Obama had another fundraiser from a Stephen Gluckstern. It says the former chairman of George Soros Democracy Alliance.
Sounds like a bunch of Irishmen are raising money for Barack Obama.
Well, and you know last Wednesday or Thursday at Murdoch in San Diego at the high-tech Wall Street Journal convention endorsed Obama.
Who was that again?
Robert Murdoch.
Oh, really? That's very interesting. I missed that. I tell you what, I didn't get all the papers this weekend. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah,
and it's funny because Murdoch, you know, Murdoch, of course, is the grand sponsor of the of Fox News and the Weekly Standard. These two shills for Israel, and that's interesting. And so now they're trying to muscle their way in there. That's very, very interesting. Well, you know, I tell you, even now though, Steve, you know, I am still not going to say that either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee. I'm hanging on to that. I'm hanging on to that for dear life. And until I see one of them actually anointed the Democratic nominee, I'm not going to say that it can't not happen, if that makes sense, yeah. Lots of intrigue here, you know, and you know what it all tells us, Steve, is that the Irish are taking over this country. It's the Irish Catholics, these followers of the Jesuits.
I got Flager right in front of me. I know what you're talking about. Flager's crying that he's got 3,000 emails of hate threats and name-calling, and they want to kill him. And I wonder why.
All right, Steve. Thanks for that information.
Okay.
I did not
and
know any of that.
Thing.
Now I know it.
Okay.
All right,
Did you hear anything about a Michelle Obama tape calling people whiteys? Supposedly, it's on No Quarter with Larry Johnson, and it's also on another other, but nobody can see to find
it. Now, that's very interesting, and you know what? I'll tell you what. I had heard somewhere a while ago that there might be some scandal getting ready to erupt regarding some of Michelle Obama's personal musings, so to speak. So if that's the case, I suspect that's going to be all over the country very soon. And like I say, that's another one of those little things that could play into the possibility of Barack Obama not being the Democratic presidential nominee like a lot of people assume he's going to be.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Very interesting. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's still playing out. It's still playing out, folks. I'm probably going to be wrong, but I tell you what, I'm still not convinced I am quite yet. All right, well, we are going to the break here momentarily, and when we come back, we'll go ahead and bring up another caller. Yep, things are not always as they seem. Things are not always as they seem. I thought that example from our earlier caller, Dave from Massachusetts, very interesting. Turns out it wasn't the cavemen who were dragging the cavewomen around. It wasn't Fred Flintstone dragging Wilma around, ladies and gentlemen. It was Wilma dragging Fred Flintstone around. All right, we're going to the break. We're going to squeeze in one more caller when we come back. Let's go to Carl in Montreal. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are wrapping up the hour. We have time for one more caller. We're going to Montreal, Canada with Carl. Carl, come on up.
Hey, I had three things I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
Well, one regarding, I guess, Dave's comment the other night, I guess, from Massachusetts about, you know, all, when Hitler was defeated, how all the evil came, you know, on the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, when he said that about, you know, about the in the Bible, about when the demons were expelled from these possessed men and how they went into the pigs, or they had to find a new home. and then the pigs went off the cliff, and, you know, they all drowned. And also in the Bible where it talks about a person's been possessed, and the demon leaves, and then it looks for a new host, or come back to the original host with seven more, and then the person will be worse off than before. Now, I was thinking about that, you know, how these wicked spirit beings have to have something to occupy, you know. And if the evil is defeated one place, they'll go somewhere else, and the evil will just move somewhere else. That's one thing I had to say.
That's interesting. That's interesting, and I don't see any reason to dispute that. That certainly makes sense.
And the other thing I was going to say, you know, I had some T-shirts made up for me, and I had an issue here with this immigration center. No one else made a complaint, but this one guard here, because she said she was a Jew, I had a shirt from Freedom to Fascism, and it had 50 swastikas with a U.S. flag depicting, you know, how the government's become fascist. And they tried to say it was a hate message, and I was promoting hate, and they took it away from me, and they wouldn't give it back. And they took some of my other belongings because they say it's hate message, you know, because it talks about Israel, and it talks about, you know, the Zionists, and they won't let me have it. They confiscated it.
Well, welcome to freedom of speech. You know, I mean, you of all people certainly understand that problem, so... So unfortunately, that's no surprise. You know, it's come. You know, over the years, American Free Press, and before that, the Spotlight, we would get issues of the paper returned to us from jails and detention centers because the self-appointed censors and thought police in there objected to some of the damnedest things that, in their own stupidity, they didn't understand. So you know, you're Carl, you're asking. You're asking a very big thing of humanity. You're asking humanity not to be stupid, you know. And we've seen how bright humankind is, because here in this greatest of all countries on the face of the planet, we've allowed ourselves to be taken over from within, and we've cheered the people who've been doing it. And they're wrapping themselves in the flag and saying they're the real patriots. And those of us who stand in the way of them, you and me and everybody else, we're the bad guys. We're un-American. We're threats. We're terrorists.
Yeah.
So that's the real world of today, Carl.
Yeah, another thing was I had got a phone number from somebody regarding, you know, somebody might cover my news story, had some international media, and I called the number, this guy in Iran, and at the... I don't know if I want to talk his name over the radio, because it might come back, you know, people listening. But he knew all about 9/11 and everything, you know, and he worked at mainstream news, and he said that, you know, just terrible what was happening inside the United States. He said he'd rather live there than live in America, because he said he did live in the U.S. for a while, but he decided to go back to Iran.
You know, unfortunately, I've met several people from several countries who came here because they consider this country, you know, a citadel of freedom, but they see otherwise now. Well, Carl, we're running out of time here. I want to thank you for your call. I want to thank everybody for listening in here. Please stay tuned for more good programming right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Thanks to RBN, John and Sandra, all the good people there that make this hour possible.
Men.